Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Ah, good morning. Thanks for hanging with us. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Today's going to be good. Craig Campbell's going to stop by and play Outskirts of Heaven live.
Lord, when I die, I want to live on the outskirts of heaven.
That'll be good. A lot of people listen to Maren Morris. She came over to my house, and we did a Bobby cast. And so people are always posting things they learned. Three things, Mike D, you learned from Maren Morris's Bobby cast at the house. Number one.
She did musical theater in high school like you did.
Yeah, she was in Seussical, which is Dr. Seuss. And then we both, not the same production, but did Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, nice.
What else?
One day she got a random call from Elton John.
Yeah, she talked about how Elton called her.
What?
And no one was there to like hear it or back it up.
But what did he call her for?
Because he liked her music.
Wow.
You have to hear the Bobby cast. And she was like, she ran out trying to find her boyfriend, and nothing. No one could. She's like, no, nothing. All she had was proof that someone from like South London called her.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Because I mean, think of all the amazing music out there, and then Elton John calls you.
Yeah.
I mean, her music is good, but could you imagine?
And then what else, Mike?
She didn't have her speech planned for the CMAs, her acceptance speech.
Yeah, because I was telling her how much I liked when she said the fact that a year ago she was at a bar across the street watching, and she was winning this year. And so anyway, it's good. It's an hour and a half. You know, I have like a room in my house, the studio. We do this broadcast called the Bobby Cast, and Maren Morris is on this week. I think I'm doing another one tonight. They're pretty cool. But Maren's on right now. You can hear that. Just go iHeartRadio.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This is a good one. ICU Edwin's, because Edwin's is a fine dining French restaurant in Cleveland, where the majority of staff is made up of ex-offenders. Now, the restaurant doubles as a culinary school for offenders trying to get on the right path. 200-plus students have gone through the six-month rotation at the restaurant over the last few years. Not one of them have reoffended. 90% of the culinary students have gained permanent employment.
That's awesome.
Right? That's cool. ICU Edwin's in Cleveland, Ohio, making a difference. ICU!
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray in sports. Pittsburgh beat Kansas City and Green Bay beat the Dallas Cowboys. The conference championships are next weekend. In politics, at least 22 Democratic members of Congress have announced that they're going to be not attending Donald Trump's inauguration. The presidential inauguration is this Friday. And finally, Samsung Electronics concluded their investigation into their phones that were catching fire. They found that the bad batteries that were faulty were what caused the fires on the Galaxy Note 7s to burst into flames. If you still have one, you can get a full refund.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
I guess your new doppelganger, Amy, is Maren Morris.
Yeah, I know. People always are commenting to me on Twitter and stuff, or even in person.
At the million-dollar show we did last week, some people thought Maren was going to come out.
Oh, really?
Because they saw you backstage.
Oh!
And they thought they saw Maren Morris backstage.
I didn't know that, but okay.
And it was you.
All right.
Remember when Amy used to think her and Kelsey Ballerini looked exactly the same?
Yes.
Now, that one was kind of funny.
Some people used to say it, sort of.
I can see the Maren Morris.
Yeah, I'll take it. Thank you.
She's a little shorter than you are.
Yep.
But, yeah.
And well, way more talented. So I'll take it.
Different talents. Yeah. You're very talented. Here's the list that the producers made of all of our doppelgangers.
Okay.
Lunchbox. Doug Funny, Steve Buscemi, David Spade.
You forgot Dak Shepard.
Tom Brady. No one says Tom Brady. I didn't make this list. Eddie, Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite, and Saeed from Lost.
Yeah, I get Saeed, which is weird because I never really saw Lost.
Ray is Mark Ruffalo for sure.
Yeah.
Amy is Maren Morris and Carrie Russell from Felicity. I am Rivers from Weezer, Buddy Holly, and Dexter.
Yes, Dexter, but better looking.
I think Dexter's way better looking than I am.
I don't think you look anything like Dexter.
No, I see it now. I didn't see it for a while, and listeners would point it out, and then finally I started to see it one day.
I'm happy to be Dexter. I think he's a good looking guy. And I would see it and think, wow, his face kind of looks like mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
And he was really good looking.
And you don't.
And I do not.
You do not.
That's the doppel. Who would Nada look like? Our web producer. Cleopatra?
Oh, totally.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Strikingly
the real one.
Similar.
Yeah, the real one. Yeah.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Got your good news for a Monday. It's time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Big avalanche. A lot of truckers were stopped. So a pizza driver drove out. And they paid for pizzas, and they just delivered pizzas to all the truckers that were stopped because of the avalanche.
Oh, wow.
They were like, yeah, we got you. It was in Colorado. And so driver drove up, had a ton of pizzas in the truck. They started passing them out to truckers who were stuck.
That's awesome.
And who were probably hungry or bored or anything else. So it's just a nice deed there. Amy?
Well, a woman came up with a really cool way to help homeless people, especially during the winter when it's freezing cold. She created a sign that said, need a coat? Question mark. Take one. Want to help? Leave one. Well, people started taking pictures of this, sharing it on Facebook. People knew where it was. Next thing you know, coats are being dropped off. Homeless people are able to take coats. So it's just a unique way to kind of keep people warm during the winter.
Lunchbox?
There's this woman. She used to be the world's heaviest woman. She lives in Florida. She was almost 900 pounds.
Wow.
She started losing weight. She's down to like 375 pounds.
Wow.
She's now on Tinder looking for dates.
Good for her for losing that kind of, I mean, I know you.
No, that's so exciting because she said, I never thought I'd date again, and now I'm out here looking for love.
She's getting that swipe right.
That's awesome.
Is that the good one?
Like, she lost 600 pounds. I have no idea. I haven't swiped in so long.
Yeah, I think you swipe right.
Yeah.
No idea. That's a good story.
Damn. That's awesome.
All right, there you go. Good news.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
I have a new place. I love shopping. It's not a commercial, by the way.
Where is
Facebook.
It?
They're listening to things I say. So I just go to my Facebook feed and I buy, I'm just like, this is perfect for me. And I buy stuff all the time.
I was just talking about this.
Like, I'm not kidding. I'll get on Facebook and I don't care what anybody's saying. I just want to scroll for the ads because they're that good. They're tailored for me.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some shoes. I bought some Adidas sweatpants. I'm just buying all kinds of stuff. It's the best online shopping for me now. They're probably listening to everything I say all the time. And so they're
like, everything you Google.
Yeah. I mean, for sure, Snowden's watching and whatever. But it's amazing how great that Facebook feed is. Like, I look forward to the advertisements. It would be like watching TV and going, whew, can't wait for the commercials. Because that's what it's like on Facebook now.
Yeah, could you imagine if TV commercials were catered just for you?
They will be at some point.
Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah. Once these smarter TVs and these bundles aren't the same as they are.
Well, that's what Echo thingies in our house.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mute button if you don't want it to be listening to everything you're saying.
I want to hear everything I say because I want them to then tell me what I want to buy.
Okay, well, that's what it's... They're easy. Collecting data. Man. Don't worry.
I'm not murdering anybody.
Right.
I don't do anything.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to be a great politician. Like, dig all you want. You'll find no skeletons. All the skeletons are in that book I wrote, Bare Bones by Bobby Bones. Get it on Amazon. All my skeletons are right inside of that book. And I'm not embarrassed of any of them. And I will be having... I shouldn't say that yet.
What? Oh, well, you did say the other day that in the coming weeks we should expect some sort of a statement or something, right?
I'm going to probably go to Arkansas and have a press conference.
Oh,
relatively.
You're traveling there for it.
It's the state I plan to run for governor.
Well, yeah.
So, what? Yes.
There's satellite.
No, but I need to go to my people. The governor of Arkansas still, like, once he found out I was running, I think he blocked me.
Because he bumped you from dinner to lunch?
And then I haven't even heard about lunch.
Wow.
Once the news started covering that I was thinking about running for governor, he was like,
because
that would mean I'd run against him if I ran in the next election. So,
how many years has he been in?
One. You can only do two terms.
Okay.
Yeah, so... People think I'm playing, too, but I have to decide in the next...
I used to think you're playing, but you're not anymore, so...
No. I'm not playing.
I know. I know that now. At the very beginning, I was like, this is cute. And then now I'm like, okay, this is for real, so...
I'm so fascinated with if you want things to change, you have to change them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just this, in every part of your life. If you want a change in any part of your life, you have to change it yourself. If you wait on somebody else, it will not happen. It doesn't matter if it's your coworker, if it's your boss, if it's your buddy. You want something to change, you have to be the change. So, who better to make changes except moi. That's French for me, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Multilingual, because I need that when I'm running Arkansas. The high French population.
You can, relate to all the people.
Oh, Arkansas.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
What did you do this weekend?
Well, you know, I kind of started to think that every Netflix original was just meant to be amazing because it seems like they can do no wrong. So I just started scrolling through Netflix and chose to watch The Fall.
What's that about?
Bobby, I didn't even make it through the first episode. It was so bad. I think a serial killer, they're trying to track him down. He's this creepy, like, Peeping Tom type dude. And, I mean, I felt like I gave it a solid try, but I didn't even finish the first episode, and I had to just bail.
There have been shows, though, like, even Game of Thrones, it took me a minute to get into it. And then once, you're not even giving a shot, huh?
No, because I feel like everyone I've been, at least by the first episode, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the second, and then the third, and then by then you're hooked. This one, I kept thinking, I mean, I was holding on as long as I could, and I just had to jump ship. It's called The Fall.
Anyone else started the OA?
I did.
Yeah?
So I started it with my wife. She really couldn't take it. Like, there was too much going on in the first episode where she's like, I just can't watch it. So I finished the first one by myself, yeah. And then now it's up to me to keep watching it. And I'm hooked. Like,
you want
to keep,
and you will get further and further hooked.
Yeah, I do want to watch it.
The first episode, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
About the third, you're like, okay, I just got to go next.
Yeah. Really?
Because it starts playing automatically, Netflix does.
Oh, yeah.
They do that?
Yes,
roll
they
right
do.
Into the next. That's how they get you.
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend, Eddie?
Football. Watched lots of football. Dude, it's that time of year.
It's a big football. Is your wife cool with it?
Yeah, she's cool. She gives me time to watch it if she doesn't want to sit with me. She goes and does stuff.
Does she like it that you're off the road?
She does, so far. Like, it's only, you know, been like the first of the year. But, like, I think as we go on, she might get tired of me a little bit.
I was out. I did my first weekend of my Funny and Alone stand-up show.
That's right.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. Did Virginia Beach on Friday night and Roanoke on Saturday night. And shout out to everybody I met. And it was good. And Walker Hayes played and Nikita Carman played. And Lindsay was there. It was just a good weekend.
Yeah.
I'll be in Tuscaloosa this Friday night if anyone wants to come out. But it's good. It was a good weekend.
Nice.
So we're back at it again this week. Thank you for everybody being here.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Los Angeles, California. A man returned to his apartment complex and there was an ambulance blocking his parking spot. They were up there working on someone, so he got out and moved the ambulance.
Oh, no. So they left the keys in it.
Yeah, because they leave it running because usually they bring them out, put them in the ambulance and go.
Oh, no.
And so he moved the ambulance because they were blocking his parking spot.
Oh, so they charged him?
Yeah, they gave him a ticket and said, you're not allowed to move an emergency vehicle.
Wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Do you have trouble focusing in the morning?
You know who you're talking to? Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Yes, I always have trouble focusing.
They say you could blame your coffee habit, especially if you drink on an empty stomach, because it makes it impossible to concentrate. When you skip breakfast and you put down a big cup of coffee, your body goes into survival mode, decreasing your attention span, and then you pair it with no breakfast and it's...
So basically eat something, then have your coffee?
Or at the same time,
okay.
Just don't do it without.
All right, gotcha.
Are we coffee? Like, I've never had coffee. Lunchbox doesn't drink coffee.
Never had it.
Who's a coffee drinker here?
Me.
I.
You two are? Just
yes.
You two? There are eight of us. Does anyone else? Mike D does. Three coffee drinkers. Out of eight of us, only three of us drink coffee.
That's weird.
I'm shocked by that, especially the hours that we work. You would think we all were drinking
just
coffee.
Just pounding coffee all morning.
Black.
Black. I love it. Black.
Let me. Okay. Wait a minute.
Black. My goodness.
Let me ask a question here.
Yeah.
So, is that just cool in movies to go, I'll have my coffee black?
Yeah.
Or is that like what's good?
Because it tastes like crap. Like, not, black isn't good.
That's exactly how my husband drinks it, and that's how I drink it.
Yeah, because your husband's manly.
It probably gets in the military. I didn't have a lot of, like, soft stuff in the military.
Yeah, he drinks while he's flying, like, because he's a pilot, and, like, there's really nothing you can mix it with. But, I mean, I had to eliminate a lot of the sweeteners or sugary stuff because it's just not good for you, and I still wanted the coffee. And if you get good quality coffee, you can drink it black. Shout out West Rock.
So Amy has a food blog up as well, and you can go to bobbybones.com. What's up in the food blog?
It's not always food, but I guess I post a lot of recipes. And today I posted a curry lentil soup that I've been perfecting. Seriously, I've made it like four or five times trying to get it just right, and I think I nailed it, so I felt like it was appropriate to finally post. So I feel like if you make it, it's a winner. And it's vegan. But, I mean,
so everybody's rushing over there now.
Well,
let's end the stampede run over there.
Well, I do put a little asterisk like, hey, you could add like some ground meat or chicken to this and it would be fine. But my husband, who is a carnivore.
Your husband, who though has learned to live with you, to be fair too.
Yeah, but I'm just throwing it out there that he has eaten this dish as is and he was satisfied.
Bobbybones.com. Click on Amy's blog.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Show.
What's a Nick stick?
Okay, a Nick stick is something that I bought for my husband. That's this little, like, white magic stick that if you cut yourself shaving, you stick it on there and it stops the bleeding instantly. Because my husband's been cutting his neck a lot lately and he's been putting toilet paper on it. And then I was at Target and I saw a Nick stick, N-I-C-K stick, and I bought it and boom, he used it and he's like, this thing is magic. I don't know what exactly is in it, but it stops the bleeding.
I use deodorant.
Does
that if you
work?
Put deodorant on it?
I thought you meant in general. We were like, no, you don't.
No. If you ever cut yourself shaving, you stick some deodorant on it, it burns.
Oh, well.
But it'll stop it, but this thing looks legit. I just Googled it, and it looks real.
Yeah,
I mean, it's probably better than deodorant.
The Nick stick doesn't burn.
I don't really cut myself shaving.
Well.
Yeah, me neither.
If you do, this
maybe
thing.
Maybe our skin is,
maybe
is
tougher.
Like porcelain.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. We're two totally different things. So anyway, there's a Nick stick. Amy recommends the Nick.
N-I-C-K.
It's not a commercial, by the way. I don't know anything about it.
I don't even know that that's the brand, but Nick stick.
Get your balls on, this is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
I guess this is what they call pothole season. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. I just saw like on the Department of Transportation website or whatever, they said that right now is pothole season. That means that all our roads are going to start having potholes.
But why? Like, there's got to be something.
Oh, because of the winter?
Yeah, what happens is the water seeps into the pavement, freezes during the winter, and then expands and breaks up pavement.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, dude. Do you remember I remember pothole like every single year this time, but I didn't know there was a season. I thought that was pretty cool.
Maybe this is the time we get into the pothole business.
And what do you do then?
Do we go pothole hunting?
Yeah.
Like, my stepdad will hunt anything and say
there's a limit.
Yeah. I got to get tags for
permit.
The potholes.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that about potholes. But that's why they existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But your car, Eddie has a piece of crap. But mm-hmm. He's proud of a piece
of
crap.
Here we go. Yes.
And so a couple funny things. One, whenever we got snowed in, sort of, and I couldn't get out, so mm-hmm. Amy drove me home.
You're welcome.
Eddie has, how many miles does your car have? 100,000?
No, 70,000.
Eddie, why does it look bad?
Wait, it only has 70,000?
No, his missing, car's not that old.
It's not that bad either. It's just missing hubcaps and the paint's chipping on it.
Okay, but it looks really old. That's what
cosmetic
I'm saying.
Cosmetic stuff.
You took it to get to trade in, and you thought you were going to get how much for it?
5,000.
And they offered you?
800.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you take your car in.
This is a lemon.
You take your car in, and he says, I'll give you $800.
Yeah.
Okay. So Eddie gets back to his hill, to drive up his hill, to get to home. And everyone is rooting. They're like cheering him on.
Like, I pull up to the neighborhood, and there's like 20 cars down at the bottom. They're like, you're not going to make it. I was like, watch this. I went up, and they were all cheering me on. I made it. No problem. I was passing 4Runners and like Hummers and all this.
Yeah, right.
I bet you. I'm serious. And I was like, well, I got it, boys. And I made it all the way home. No problem. In the rocket.
So you went back down to the bottom of the hill and picked everybody up, and you were the neighborhood taxi?
No,
oh,
no.
That'd have been good.
No. I went straight home. I didn't want to risk it.
Oh, you're cold?
Yeah.
Does the heat work in the car?
Yeah, the heat's perfect.
But the air?
The air makes the car shake a little bit.
And at what point does the car shimmy? At what?
55.
Because Eddie would drive down.
55 miles an hour?
Yeah.
He shimmies?
Yeah. I used to live about 35 minutes out of town. And if something happened, I needed to ride, my car's broke or something, Eddie would come pick me up. And we would drive the interstate. And he would go, can't go much faster.
He's like, we're running late.
Guys, Bob, we have a governor on this.
I can't risk it.
And then Eddie went to get his car washed. And it was normal. I was like 50s by this point.
Yes. No, it's great. I've got my car washed and everything because I really haven't washed her in about a year, I guess. I guess it's been about a year. And I took her to the car wash, but it was one of those you drive through and they give you free vacuum service. So like the vacuum cleaner's there, you can use it for as long as you want. So I took advantage of it. There's some stains in the back. So like I was probably vacuuming it for 30 minutes. Then I got the towel out. I detailed some crevices. And I just started noticing people were like kind of staring at me and laughing at me.
Because?
I guess because like I'm...
Can't polish a turd?
Yeah, I guess,
yes,
man.
You can.
Like, how many miles it got on it?
70.
But the fact they only offered you $800 for a trade-in.
I know it's not like, it's not awesome. It's not a great car.
But I love that you love your car.
I do love it, and I felt like it needed a wash, and I think everybody...
You loved your Jeep, and it was stolen.
They stole my Jeep, that's correct.
I don't think you
love
this car.
And you know, I told
you
they returned my Jeep, but it was all, they took all these parts out of it, so it didn't work anymore.
All right.
I'm just bad luck, man, that's it.
I have some artists. I'll tell you the artists, you give me the state they're from. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one at a time. Lunchbox, you're up first.
Okay, that's easy.
Garth Brooks.
Oh, that's easy. Oklahoma.
Correct. Still in the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get off me.
Eddie.
Yep.
Jason Aldean.
Georgia.
Correct. All right. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Brad Paisley.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. Brad Paisley came up from the mean streets of Paisleyville. Where's Paisleyville? Ah, Brad Paisley came from South Carolina.
Nah.
I know it.
Yeah, you know what? What is it?
West Virginia.
Yeah. Dude, he's always wearing West Virginia hat.
Come on.
Huge West Virginia fan.
You should know that.
Okay, look.
I added for the win. Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw is from...
Oh, wow.
You gotta know this, dude.
How do you not know this? He was, like, gonna run for office there.
Tim McGraw is from South Carolina.
Oh, you want... Lunch?
Man, Alabama.
No,
dude.
Come on, from Louisiana.
Oh, he is from Louisiana.
What's wrong with you guys?
Come on, dude. He always wears the hat.
All right, let's go to.
Yeah.
You're back in at Lunchbox.
I like it.
Dierks Bentley.
Dierks Bentley.
I'm getting drunk on
Dierks.
Do you guys, listen.
Stop stalling.
We get to hang out with these guys. Do you not know anything about them? Like, do you not ask personal questions?
Yeah, I know.
No, they don't talk to me. I sit on the couch and they just don't. They act like I'm not here, so I don't know.
But you sit on the couch away, too. Like, you don't go up to them and say hello. Nothing.
Right.
Go,
I mean, because they
ahead.
Don't have time to talk to me. They're busy. And so when Dierks Bentley moved here, he drove from, with his dad, California.
Eddie.
Arizona.
Correct. He even has a bar out there and a restaurant. Yes.
Oh, he does have
you
one.
Said California.
Yeah. He said California.
You
did finish.
Wait, didn't you go to his bar?
I did.
In Scottsdale?
Yeah, yeah, but I didn't know that. I didn't know that's where he's from. I opened a bar there because it was popular.
Oh, God.
Lunch went to Dierks' bar in his hometown and didn't know that's where he's from.
And they didn't even have a tab for me.
Eddie for the win. Luke, all right. Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan's from Georgia.
That's correct. There
oh, come on. Softball.
Every day.
Softball.
Lunchbox, Carrie Underwood.
Oh, that's easy. Oklahoma.
There you go.
Come on. I'm good at this game.
Eddie, Jake Owen.
Jake Owen, Florida.
Correct. Lunchbox, Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert's from... Miranda is from Oklahoma.
No, she'd be insulted with that.
No, she's from Texas.
Go ahead, Eddie.
She's a Texas girl.
She's a Texas girl. Here, we'll do one more.
All right.
Eddie.
Yep.
Brett Eldridge.
Brett Eldridge is from Illinois.
Woo! Eddie, you dominated that game, bro.
I think it's pretty even.
No, no, no.
Yeah, we both missed a few.
No, I think Eddie missed one.
Eddie missed one.
Just
Tim
one.
McGraw.
I'm disappointed
Louisiana.
In that.
I'm disappointed in you. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, our buddy Craig Campbell's here in the studio.
What up, dude?
What's happening, my man?
So Craig played with us during the Million Dollar Show.
Mm-hmm.
And what was funny is, and Craig, you've been playing forever. You're a man who's played with the best of artists. But when Garth came out, I saw you pull your phone out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're sitting, because Craig played the keys. And Craig,
yeah.
Craig's playing the big piano keyboard, and Garth came out. And we were all doing it. But when Craig Campbell pulls the phone out, you're like, something big's happening.
Well, I truly, when he walked out, I didn't know he was coming. And so what I did is I filmed Garth, and then I filmed my hands so I could document I played piano for Garth Brooks.
Nice.
That's what I did. And I got the video, too. It's on my phone. It's really good.
At one point during the show, because we did the show at the Ryman for St. Jude, and Craig was so nice to come out and play keys and sing. He performed, too. And so... Craig went up and he took the front mic and played Outskirts of Heaven, which he's about to play. And I love this song. And so he played it, and I didn't have anywhere to go. So I went and sat behind his keys and act like I was playing the keys.
Nice.
And people were like, look at Bobby playing piano. Never touched the key. One, I didn't want to give him the flu or whatever I had, so I never touched his keys. Mm-hmm. But my shoulders and hands, like I was
man,
playing.
Man, you had the Ray Charles.
I was swaying.
I've seen videos yep. since then, and you were like.
I was feeling it, but I wasn't touching anything.
It's awesome.
So people were like, you were playing keys. I was like, you know, just a little something I learned.
I mean,
song.
You're a man of many talents.
Yeah. So Craig is here. And I want to talk about stuff later, but you have this little ukulele. Is that a ukulele?
It's called a guitar-lele.
So it's a really small guitar.
It's just tuned. It's tuned like a guitar, or strung like a guitar, but it's got a different tuning to it. So, I mean, you can play it like a guitar, but like you would say that's a G chord, but it's actually a C chord.
Well,
so
I would say that I'm interested in this because a long time ago, Craig sent me Outskirts of Heaven, mm-hmm. like in an email before it was a single, and I was like, yeah, I just love it. And we've... watch the song just grow and grow and grow. And now it's finally getting to a place where it's like catching on and people are feeling the message. And so, no more talking. If you don't mind, I would like for you to kind of set the song up and then play it for us.
Okay. It was an idea that I had of just, you know, I was thinking about where I was going to go when I kicked the bucket. And I grew up in a strong Southern Baptist home where, you know, the Bible tells us that heaven's going to have these pearly gates and golden streets and these bright lights. And in my mind, that's very similar to what a big city would look like. And I grew up in total opposite of that. In the deep south part of Georgia, there was no houses around us. And I can't imagine a country boy like myself living downtown anywhere. As excited as I would be, I am to get to heaven, I can't imagine myself living downtown heaven. So I wrote Outskirts of Heaven just as hopefully the good Lord's listening and he can have this little cool little spot set up for me when I get there.
Can you imagine, though, the property of downtown heaven?
Oh, it's going to be
sick. Oh, it'd be really expensive.
Yeah, property taxes, too.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh. By the way, Craig is playing. He's going to play one more gig with the old Raging Idiots.
Oh, nice.
He's going to fired up about it, too.
He's going to play the Austin Rodeo on March 16th.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it'll be good. Fun. And we'll just let you do the whole... Hey, we'll just let him do the whole show.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, me too.
No. I had too much fun playing piano for you guys. I'm excited about doing it, so yeah.
Can you hang out for a bit?
Yes, sir.
All right, Craig Campbell is here. Mr. Bobby. Hey, put your headphones on. I'll play a game with you for a second. So, we've had you in a bunch. And by the way, here's Outskirts of Heaven. You should hear this.
Lord, when I die, I want to live on the outskirts of heaven.
Such a good song. Hope everybody downloads it and loves it and sings it.
Where there's dirt roads for miles, hay in the fields, and fishing.
There's also a Bobby cast where Craig and I talk about his life, and I felt like it was a really interesting story. I mean, you were a grinder, man. Like, you're really good, but it's just the story of the fight.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great interview, by the way, and I appreciate you having me. But I don't know that the road that I took to have a record deal and have songs on the radio was not an easy road, but it wasn't a hard road either. It was just a long process. But I've been making music and paying my bills since I graduated high school. So even back then, I thought I had made it, you know.
Here's Craig and his daughter singing Peter Pan.
You're just a lost worry with your head up in the clouds, and you don't know what you're lost, boy. Too busy chasing stars, and you're always gonna fly away.
When did you know she's going to have it in her?
So
she has it now.
Oh,
she's
my gosh.
Bug.
Honestly, it was way back, and you actually tapped into that pretty early, too. You know, when you had us on and she sang Let It Go, it was I didn't know how what it was going to turn into. I just knew even way back when she was 2 and 3 years old that she had this weird control of her pitch, even at that young age. And I thought, man, this is spooky at how she could hear something, sing it, go 2 or 3 hours, and then come back and be singing it again in the same exact key she was in earlier. You know, so there was a couple of things I recognized, but yeah, she blows my mind every day.
Well, mom and dad are both singers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was another thing too. When my wife was pregnant with Presley, we had a regular gig down on Lower Broadway every Monday from 2 to 6, and you know, my wife played guitar and sang all the way up to the Monday before she gave birth on a Wednesday. So, I mean, the guitar resonating on her. She had to hold the
right
guitar sideways towards the end there. But, I truly believe that had something to do with it.
I want to play you Eddie's kids singing songs.
Come
now.
On.
And see if you can name the song they're singing.
Okay.
Okay? So Eddie has an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old. And see if you can identify the song. Are you ready? Song number one.
I don't have a clue, bro.
Oh, wow.
Lady Gaga, Bad Romance.
Okay, no, yeah. I don't.
Ever heard this?
I have not.
Okay, if you haven't heard it, then
that's okay.
Okay. How about this one here?
Jump. You might as well jump. You might as well jump.
Van Halen.
Might as well jump.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think they have the same pitch, Eddie.
No, lower than
you. Let's try another one. See if you can name this one. Eddie's kid singing.
Bye, man.
Seal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Craig Campbell's here. Name this one.
Come, my lady, come, my butterfly, sugar, baby.
All right, here's an easy one.
What can I do, man?
I don't think they're saying 9 to 5, though, are they?
No, they're not.
They don't know what they're saying.
It happens, man. Like, my little girls, you know, back a few years ago, they wanted a cat. And I said, well, if we get a cat, what are you going to name it? She said, Justiana. I said, where did you get Justiana from? She said, you know, girls Justiana have fun. And I said, oh, my goodness. Girls Justiana have fun.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They just they say what they hear.
Do they like your music?
I don't know if they have a choice, if they like it or not. I mean, they sing along, but I think it's because they just hear my songs so much. Because, I mean, I critique myself a lot, so I do listen to myself, which is kind of weird. But they seem to like it. I don't know.
What do they like? If they get to pick the radio, like, what's their favorite artists?
Oh, man, they're huge Ariana Grande fans right now. Right now, they, you know, especially Ariana had some really cool Christmas songs out, too. Meghan Trainor, Kelsey Ballerini, Taylor Swift. I mean, pop chicks, you know.
One more clip of Eddie's kids singing. Name this one, Craig. You know who that is?
Yeah, they Katy Perry. Yeah.
They like Katy Perry too. And I just don't hear the same potential in them as I did Craig's. Craig, it's really great to see you again.
Good to see you.
Thanks for playing at the Ryman with us.
Man, it was an absolute pleasure. I said it before. I said it. It was just I had so much fun, and you guys were awesome, and I just love playing those songs. It was a lot of fun.
So Craig will be playing with us, the Raging Idiots, at the Austin Rodeo on March 16th. So if you want to get tickets to that, you can. But I would encourage you to download Outskirts of Heaven.
Lord, when I die.
I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to keep fighting for it. I love it, man.
God bless you.
On the outskirts.
Yeah, God bless me. Yeah, I love this song.
Yeah.
Where
there's dirt roads for miles.
Good to see you, bud. See you
soon.
Good
to see y'all.
All right, Craig Campbell, everybody. We'll have this video up, too, of him playing this... What'd you call that thing?
It is a guitar lately.
It's a tiny guitar, and it was really cool. And if you miss his live performance, we'll have it up for you soon at BobbyBones.com.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan, our producer, who's in the glass room all the time, I guess you're calling him your boyfriend now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're there.
You're there. I mean, it has been 3 whole weeks, so congratulations. there you go. You guys are going to watch Garth Brooks, huh?
Yeah, we are, in just a few weeks.
So, February?
Yeah.
Where's the show?
Memphis at the FedEx Forum.
Okay, let me give you just a bit of advice. Prepare yourself for the greatest time of your life.
Oh, yeah.
It's the greatest show I've ever seen. And I've been to a few shows. It's the greatest show I've ever seen.
Blame it all on my roof. I showed up in boots.
I'm not singing, though.
And ruined your black.
Because here I come right here. Okay.
Last one to know.
Imagine that without me, though, just all Garth.
I mean, seeing him perform at the Million Dollar Show was the first time I've ever really seen him, and I'm like, oh, my God,
it's like nothing you have ever seen.
The entire crowd,
The entire crowd sings every song, and there are times where he just is like, you guys take it. Eddie, you've been lunch? You been lunch?
I have been to his acoustic show.
Not the same. I've been to the Vegas one, too. Not the same. You're going to an arena show? It's crazy. You've never seen...
You're
going
to sing the whole
No,
time.
And he plays all the hits.
And that's all he has, right?
No, he has songs that weren't hits, too.
Yeah, but yeah.
He's going to play all the hits. And he'll probably play his new one. But I'm telling you, it's all hits. If you get a chance to see Garth ever in your life, like, go see Garth because it's that good. What's your favorite Garth song?
Oddly, More Than a Memory is my favorite Garth song. It was, like, not that big of a hit, but...
I'm not going to play that one.
I don't know if he'll play that, but maybe.
Yeah, he didn't play that one when we were there.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
What's your second favorite Garth song?
The Dance.
The Dance? Okay, I'll play The Dance right now. But have fun. And if you and your boyfriend are still together, you'll really enjoy it.
If we're still together,
yeah.
Thank you.
You know how you roll through.
Oh, sorry. So did he get the tickets or did you get the tickets?
He got the tickets.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you stay with him at least till then. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
there you go.
Just all kidding.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
What's that show you and your kids watch, Eddie, now?
Oh, I Should Have Died, I think. Hold on.
I Should Have Died?
No, let me look
it
up.
He was talking about it off mic, and I was like, that's not a show to watch with kids.
Let me see what it's called. I Shouldn't Be Alive is what it's called, and it's on Discovery Channel, and it's basically survivor stories of, like, people that have gotten lost
in
the jungle.
Okay, but this is an 8- and a 3-year-old.
No, just my 3-year-old really likes it.
What?
My 8-year-old doesn't really even care for it. The 3-year-old loves it because we watched this episode of a guy stuck in a jungle and he had to eat bugs to survive and he was battling snakes and he was hallucinating and my 3-year-old was like, it's so awesome. There are snakes and spiders. Ooh, he ate the bug.
Is your 3-year-old from Brooklyn?
That's how he talks. He says spiders.
Spiders.
It sounds like he's from Brooklyn. That's how he talks.
Wow.
And is that like I Survived? Remember that show? Because that show was not.
It's basically the same thing.
It's not good for kids.
It's basically the same thing. It's where you have a freak accident and it's a miracle they survived. And this is sort of the same thing.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's just, it's the same kind of concept. I don't know concept, but it's real stories of people that face crazy odds and they don't know how they make it. And it's awesome.
What are you watching right now? Because you always have some funny taste, Lunchbox.
Well, I am watching the 7-Year Switch.
Interesting.
It's on the FYI network, okay. And it is couples that have been together longer than 7 years, and they feel that their relationship is in a rut, and they want something else out of their partner. They want them to be more adventurous. Or they want them to be more responsible. So they switch
Let me ask a question. Do they get to do it with the person?
What?
Well, whoa. They switch with other married couples, and they go live separately for 2 weeks, and they have these experts that have matched them up. And beforehand, the other couples are like, all right, look, whatever you do, just don't hold hands with that person. You know, that we have boundaries. You sleep on the couch. Let her sleep in the bed. Night two, they're in the bed together. They're holding hands together.
That's dirty.
And then at the end of they confront each other like, this is what I did with your wife. This is what I did with your wife. And
so
then,
it's like wife swap, but like a whole nother level?
Yes, but they have experts that look into relationship factors.
Oh,
and
no.
It is awesome. They go on dates. So that's really good. I've been watching The Bachelor, and in about 2 weeks... The real
Why are you looking at your watch?
He doesn't have a watch.
He doesn't have a watch on.
He
pulls his
wrist,
arm up and looks at his wrist and goes, and then 2 weeks. What, come
on? I mean, we have Teen Mom that's back right now, Teen Mom 2, but February 7th, The Challenge, Real World, Road Rules, bring it on.
And you still love it, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It is so good. Oh, and you know what else I'm watching right now? Are You the One? So good. It's on MTV. They put 22 singles in a house, 11 guys, 11 girls, and they have perfect matches. And so they flirt with each other, and they have competitions. They go on dates. Then they get voted into the truth booth.
No, not the truth booth.
The truth booth. And if they're a match, they get to go to the honeymoon island where they're just on the island. They don't have to worry about it. And if they can figure out everybody's perfect match by the end of the season, they get $1 million.
Yes.
All the people, the 22 contestants.
They give out $22
million? No, $1 million split up amongst them.
Oh.
No, it's a great show because you find love in your perfect matches according to these people.
You watch the funniest shows. I would never even stop on the channel.
No, I don't even know.
I would much rather stop on, check out our new Rotisserie for $14.99 channel where the guy's trying to sell you something cool than the Truth Booth show.
You're right. I saw a guy selling a fryer that fries with just air. I watched that for 30 minutes, dude.
Like a dehydrator thing?
I guess.
Have y'all seen that contraption that'll freeze dry your food for 130 years or something?
Man, now we're talking.
That's good TV.
Now we're talking.
Because I watched an infomercial on that and I was like, whoa, do I need to order this in case, I don't know, something happens?
Eddie's watching death shows with his kids. Lunchbox is watching shows for 17-year-olds. I'm watching reruns of The Office on Netflix.
And infomercials.
None of us are that cool. Eddie has a list. Now, what is this list you're going to ask me here, Eddie?
It's gross things that most couples do.
Okay, so you're going to ask if this is my girlfriend and I.
Yes.
Okay, how many are there?
There's 8. If you want all 8, I can read all 8.
Yeah, just go one at a time. It's fine.
Okay, let's start with checking whether or not the other one smells bad. Do you guys do this?
I don't know that we do, but we definitely would. Like, that wouldn't be an issue.
Do you have code? Like, if she does smell bad, you tell her?
No code. But that's not one I would say no. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Two.
Making sure there's nothing in their nose.
She probably does it to me.
Well, yeah, you're always like, my nose hairs. So I'm sure you do that to her, too.
I don't know that, but I'm not against that one. Go for number three.
Searching each other's bodies for spots, blackheads, or ingrown hairs. That's gross.
I don't.
That's disgusting.
We haven't done that, but I'm not against it.
Okay.
Go ahead, number four.
Passing gas.
No. I'm just not a... That's just not my thing anyway. like that's Lunchbox's thing.
Wait, you don't do that in front of her?
I don't really do it in front of anybody. Occasionally. Okay, but I really don't. Even on the road, Eddie, do I ever just go...
No.
Not my thing in general.
Like, that's when you're comfortable.
But I don't do that with even Eddie, if it's just Eddie and I.
He doesn't.
I don't. Well, it's not my thing. All right.
No.
What else?
You pull out weird long hairs that grow in odd places.
I'd have no problem with that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Sharing a toothbrush on holiday.
No, my goodness. Never. Stop
what?
It. That's
what do you
disgusting.
Mean? Like
I
on
would
trips.
Never share a toothbrush with anybody ever.
Like on trips. Like I forgot my... Honey, I forgot my...
Use your finger. First of all, we don't call each other honey. Second of all...
Baby.
Use your finger. Yes. No way. Go ahead.
Having a nice chat with each other while one is going to the restroom.
No. Not really. So, no.
Do you close the door?
I do. Out of... I do.
Really?
Yes. I always do. But sometimes...
No, she does not.
But only for number one.
No.
Right.
No.
You gotta shut for number two.
But I always close the door.
Yeah. She doesn't sometimes and you just talk?
I don't talk anyway. No, there's no talking ever.
Okay.
No. Eddie, what else?
That's pretty much it. There's one more. Updating each other on your successes and failures in the toilet. What does that mean?
Oh, like, hey, come look at this.
No, ew.
Oh,
ew.
Yeah, I like that.
No.
I like that. Especially the disappearing
You're a 10-year married couple. That's
disgusting. Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
I'm done. That's the list for you.
Okay, thank you.
Good list. Get your bones on. This is a
Bobby Bones Show. Hey. I appreciate you guys being here. Thanks to Craig Campbell for coming by today. He performed Outskirts of Heaven live on his mini guitar. I mean, it was really moving. It was really great. When I die. Search it, iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show. I believe tomorrow we announce our iHeart Country Festival. Where there's right? Yeah, tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think so. And also, Lunchbox watches some show called The 7-Year Switch that we learned about today.
Man, it's so good. Yeah. Give it a chance, man.
Amen. The show or actually The 7-Year Switch?
Either one.
Would you do that with your wife and switch?
Man. I would. She is totally against it.
Yeah.
First thing she said when we started watching, we are never doing this. I said, you never know if we get stuck in a rut. Maybe this brings you out of it.
Yeah, but now?
Right now, no.
What if like somebody with the super hot like model wife wanted it right now?
Okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
What?
You do it?
Right
Eddie,
now.
How can you not say yes to, I mean, a super hot model?
Let's say it was Derek Jeter and his wife, what's her name?
Hannah Davis?
Hannah Davis. And he's like, hey, we want to do the switch right now.
If Jeter called me up and wanted to switch, I'd be like, switch.
Yeah, right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, not in a bad way, though.
No, in a good way. In a totally good way.
How would your wife feel? She's like,
She would want Derek Jeter? Come on. No.
I feel like both of them would get, as my dad would say, the S end of the stick.
Oh, for sure.
Huh?
My wife and I?
Think about it. Amy.
No, Jeter and the model.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know.
Dang it.
Not Jeter so much, but her for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, you guys can hit it off. All right, we're back tomorrow. This is a Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.